Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, Love and Harmony as the Foundation of Church Culture. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 14 and 15. A church thrives when its culture is rooted in love and harmony. Love is not just a feeling, but an intentional choice to reflect God's heart in our actions, words, and attitudes towards one another. Harmony follows when love is prioritized, creating a unified body that glorifies God. Jesus emphasized the importance of love when he said, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." John 13, 35. Love is the mark of a true church. It transcends differences. It heals wounds and draws people closer to God. Harmony doesn't mean the absence of conflict, but the presence of Christ's peace in our interactions. Paul instructs us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. This effort requires humility. It requires forgiveness and a willingness to serve one another selflessly. When love and harmony are the main ingredients in a church culture, the result is a community that thrives spiritually, grows relationally, and shines as a light to the rest of the world. So, how are you contributing to love and harmony in your church? Are there any relationships in your church that need reconciliation? Maybe also in your family? How can your church culture better reflect Christ's love and unity? These are some very good questions to ask. I'm sure there are a lot more, but these are good questions to start off with. So, Father, I thank you. Thank you for calling us to be one body in Christ. Teach us to love as you love and to seek harmony in all our interactions. Help us to forgive quickly, encourage often, and build one another up in faith. May your peace rule in our hearts and in our church, making us a beacon of hope and unity in the world. This I ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Love and harmony are not optional. They are essential to a thriving church culture. Let us intentionally foster an environment where love binds us together.